Blog Talk Radio.
So this is where we would normally would start the music right now.
This would
start like a regular show. By this time, everybody will have called in. We'll have all the mics unmuted. I can see who's calling. I can see if we had any listeners, which we won't have any listeners because I made sure that nobody had this number for the test run. But now you can see exactly how easy this is going to be ran. As long as when I get the intros and commercials, we are good.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds, like I said, exactly the same format and the same show as he was doing.
I don't know why Val is getting those clicks.
Yeah, that clicking, I don't know how we can mitigate that.
Val, can you hang up before I call back? Mute.
Yeah, let me hang up and call back because it's muted. Okay, let me call back.
Yep, it stopped as soon as she hung up.
Well, I muted her, so that stopped her there.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to try to call from my line and see if it is because it's two lines in there. I hope that's not the case. That better not be the case. Let's see. Oh, dang it, gave a busy signal. Let me try that again. Okay, it's ringing busy.
When you call from your phone?
Yeah, cuz I'm on the internet right now.
Okay. So when you call from your phone, it's a busy signal?
Yeah, the first couple times did. Now it's ringing.
Okay.
Again.
What?
2HH. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check.
What the heck is going on here?
Hmm.
Okay, that's why we have test runs.
Yeah.
So I wonder if everybody else is trying to call in and they can't get in. Here comes Val. Yep, she's clicking. You're clicking again, hon.
Hmm.
It's crazy. When I try to call, it gives me a... Val, do you get right through?
Do you still have her muted?
No.
Do you still have her muted, Brian? Oh,
no.
Okay.
No. Val, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Val? Okay. Did you get right through when you called?
Yes, I did. Is it still clicking?
Yeah.
You still clicking?
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know about that.
And when I try to call from my line, it was ringing busy or tells me the number I can't be completed is dialed. Oh, there it goes. There it goes. Okay, I muted Val, and my line came in. So right now it shows three calls. I muted Val. So there's something going on with her line that's making that clicking.
Right.
But my line finally rang through, and it's showing my number. I'm holding my phone in my hand now. But yeah, I can hear. Wow, it sounds good. Say something, Willa.
It does. It sounds really good. Like I said, it's very, very clear. Now,
oh, yeah. Your
I
voice
sound
sounds
like
perfect.
I'm on a delay.
Say
huh?
again?
It sounds like I'm on a delay. I can hear myself in my ear, but it's delayed.
Yeah, there's always a delay in case somebody says something stupid, I can cut them.
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna unmute Val, see if that clicking's gone yet.
Okay.
Hello?
Nope, yep. There it is. Hey, Val.
Hey.
Yeah, Val, you've got some sort of clipping going on within your line that's making that noise.
Yeah,
Elijah
has
that,
now, but
too.
I don't. Yeah, I hear it now, but you know what? When I first called the first time, I couldn't get through. It wouldn't even let me get through the first time. Then the second time it let me in, and then the third time it let me in. I don't know what that clicking is. I don't know if it's the area or what. Or maybe location I'm in the house.
Try hanging up and hard booting your phone and calling back.
I did. That's what I did. That's what took me so long. I did.
Okay.
Booted and started back up. Yeah, so that's why I'm like, maybe I got to check the area of the house, which I'm close to the window. I'm shocked that it's doing that.
Okay.
But I just want to ask a question. What is this that you got going on right here?
It's a regular podcast.
So is it ours or a true one?
This is ours.
Oh, wow. Hot. That's hot.
He's got no access to this. He doesn't even know this exists. He doesn't know we're in here. This is ours. This is mine. I created
this.
I put this up. He's got his own jacked up whatever shit he's doing. This is ours.
Oh, this is hot.
Yep.
So you know how to run the commercials and everything?
I got to figure out how to load the commercial. Once I get the commercials and the music.
Uh-huh. Oh, cool. Yeah, this is nice. Do you still hear the static?
Yeah, that clicking noise is still there.
It can stop for a minute and pick back up again.
You know what it is? I started moving around in the house trying to figure out where to stand at.
Getting worse now. It's going faster.
Is it going? Oh, okay, so that means that I'm downstairs now, so it's getting worse then. What about now?
It's still bad.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, getting the show started, not a problem. Not a problem at all. I just need to figure out how
but
to get the commercials
well,
and music.
Oh, awesome. This is awesome. So are we going to use Truebone for Thursday or no? For you Thursday?
Yeah, we'll use him
for
Thursday because I ain't got it worked out yet.
Okay. What I think is, it's got to be a connection because I only hear it when I'm calling you.
Oh, it stopped.
That's because I muted her.
Oh, dang. I was excited.
I put it on mute just to see, yeah, me too. What is this? Val, we're still here, Val. I'm playing with a couple of things here to see if there's anything I can do on this end. Although I think it's yours because Willie really doesn't have a clicking, and my phone didn't have a clicking, so I think it's yours. Oh, wow, I can put names. I can put names by the phone number. What does screen mean? I don't want to play with that in my hang-up to somebody. Yeah, there's sound effects. They got all kinds of toys in here. You just got to learn how to play with them.
Yeah, you're going to have a good time. My client is calling me back. I'm going to have to call you back.
Okay.
I'll call back in. All right.
Bye-bye. All right.
Hello.
Hey, Val? Oh, her call dropped altogether. And really, you gone, right? Clicking. You're still clicking really bad.
I am. Yeah, I took it out the case and rebooted it again to see. I think it's the number because it's not doing it for any other call.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like it's this number.
We'll figure something out. We only have 30 seconds left for the test show anyway.
Okay. I just wanted to kind of see what this was.
Okay. So I'm gonna keep playing with it, see if I can get the commercials loaded and all that kind of fun stuff.
Okay.
See, John's trying to call me busy. I don't like this. How? Why is it busy?
It was busy for me twice. It was busy for me twice, and then I just got through.
Yeah, the show ends in 10 seconds, so we're not going to get a chance, son. So I'll try to work these bugs out because that's a big deal. We can't have people getting busy signals calling in here.
Right, exactly.
Hey,
okay,
streams
well,
about
being
I
go.
I will.
Okay, huh?
Many states have been moving through the reopening process. Don't use the privilege to eliminate any of its abilities. Studies that have shown it is effective in treating the coronavirus, or that it is effective in preventing that infection. And what also stands barren since the president began taking the drug, the FDA warning that you shouldn't be using this outside of a hospital setting or outside of a clinical trial because of those concerns they could cause lung problems in certain patients.
Jeremy, thank you very much. And I want to go now to our medical analyst, Dr. Jonathan Meyer, who advised the White House medical team under President George W. Bush. So, Senator, I hear the president said this regime is basically 2 weeks, he's done in 2 days. Does it make sense to take this drug for that period of time? Obviously, we know there's no proof, but it does make sense because it is being studied to see whether it's preventative, although it doesn't work in terms of treatment. But does this period of time make sense to you, or do you need to get into that?
Hi, Aaron. So, what an unnecessary distraction. This all has got some fun. There are three potential settings that you can take this drug. You can take it if you're really sick with the virus, and there's a growing established amount of data that shows pretty convincingly that it doesn't work. You can take it after you've been exposed to the virus, that we call post exposure prophylaxis, which is apparently how the president has taken it. And again, there's no data, although there's promised data soon. And finally, you can take it pre-exposure in quarantine and the zero data points in that direction. So, the president knows something that we don't know, and he does with us here. Well, more likely, the rest of us are medically.
You wouldn't accept an incomplete job from anyone else. Why accept it for your algorithms? Phony sensors. Nothing stronger. Nothing gentler. Nothing lasts longer. Phony sensors. 24-hour non-drowsy allergy relief.
The back to the back is insulting. Safely. And beautifully. With a lifetime warranty. A beautiful back with always one. Done right. Installed by one expert technician. All in one day.
The great American outdoors. With battery power made by steel.
Hey, how are you? Not bad. I barely hear you, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're ready to go get in my bed.
Take you ready to go to bed?
Well, you're in my bed. I'm
going to
go to sleep,
but... Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to be on that long. Getting stuff ready for tomorrow, and I got some projects I'm working on tonight. I want to give you. I don't really like texting as much. I'd rather call if I can.
I only like calling.
You what?
I like texting.
You like texting?
I do.
Oh, okay. Good. That's never really been my thing.
You tend to hide stuff.
Pretty much so. I agree with that one.
And I'm too old playing games.
Say again?
I'm too old to play games.
Yeah. What are your normal work hours? I put your availability.
6:30 to 4. I mean, 8 to 4.
8 to 4:30, you said?
What'd you say?
Are you just getting in bed because you're just laying down, but you're not going to sleep?
Oh, my God. I've just been cold all day, so my bed has a few mattress
pads. Okay.
I'm going to lay on it for a little bit. Plus, my ankles have hurt me pretty bad.
Okay.
I should tell you right now, I'm very active and prone.
Very active in what?
I'm active and prone.
Oh, okay.
Like, about 10 years ago, I fell and broke my ankle.
Wow.
I wasn't drinking, I was designated driver in a bar.
Say again?
Huh?
I didn't hear what you said.
About 2 years ago, I fell and broke my ankle.
Oh, ouch.
I was in a bar here. I was a designated driver, and the person who owned the bar, this guy went to school with, and him and his wife were showing me that the guard was upstairs, and I was coming down the steps, and I missed the step. I heard my ankle crack, and I tried to stand up, and my ankle was just kind of dangling because it was dislocated and broken.
Wow.
So I have a plate of bridge screws in my ankle. Then about 5 years after that, I was hustling with a girl from work, and it really just left the babysitter for picking up. Excuse me, her two sons. And we were headed home, and this lady just pulled out in front of us and stopped. Now, it was either hit her head on, or swerve, and she swerved. And we went down into an embankment and popped up and hit a tree on my side, so I punched two vertebrae.
Wow.
And recently, a couple of years ago, I was resigning from one job because I had gotten another job that was better. And I was walking to clean up my locker, and I slipped
Ah, man.
So I have screws and stuff in my computer.
Sounds painful.
Yeah, so weather like this is not. It's rainy, cold, whatever. It's so good.
I said, I'm going to get some of this stuff done here, but I'm going to call back because it's going to get too late.
Okay. If I don't answer, so I'll fall asleep or something.
I understand.
Okay.
All right, now. Thank you. Denise? Denise?
So cute, look at you, baby. That's so cute.
Look at you, cute
Thank you.
Hello?
Hey, Brian, this is Denise.
Hey.
You call me?
Yeah, so what I did was something was funky with that other account. So I just started a new account. I canceled the other one.
Okay.
Well, I didn't cancel. I just canceled the credit card because I was going to get a new one anyway.
Okay.
Started a new one, and it was fine. I ran a test podcast with a couple of people. Had some glitches. Some people were getting busy signals when they called in. I was getting a busy signal when I called in. Sometimes it said, you know, you know, try again. But when we got through, it was fine.
Yeah, you need to, like, reach out to them, send them an email, and let them know, and they'll respond back to you in an email that you was having that issue.
Okay. But outside of that, you know, it went off pretty well. The one thing that was different was I'm trying to upload, like, to have the ability to upload, like, music and audio and commercials, and I'm not really sure how to do that. There's a tab that says...
On the left-hand side, there's a tab that says audio clips.
Yeah.
You click on that.
Yeah, and it says upload then, audio for your episode. Now you can browse, but I don't know. I guess because I've never had music like on my laptop before. I've had YouTube,
yeah,
but that's
what that's what it's looking for. It's looking for music on your laptop.
How do you get music to your laptop? I've never done it.
Now, I don't know how you do YouTube because I've never done YouTube. I've always done like my iTunes. Music that I buy from iTunes, I can upload. But music from YouTube, I've never tried that.
Okay.
So I have no idea how you do that.
Okay. Yeah, they wouldn't take the YouTube, so they can't do YouTube.
Yeah, because I have a folder just for downloads and music, and so when I would click on that, it would go to, I can either go to my downloads or go to my music and just click on whichever one I wanted.
Okay.
Yeah, but I get my music from iTunes.
And then I wonder about the commercials, like when they send me audio clips, I wonder how I'd get those, like from the sponsors.
You can save those. If they email it to you, I don't know if you have Word or whatever you have, you could save it as a download.
Okay.
And then once you do the browse, you should pull up your files and you click on download, and whatever you download, it should be there.
Okay. That'll work.
Yeah.
And then I can just put them over, and then when the show starts, it looks like you can put them in order and just play them by clicking on them.
Yeah, you can have something to open up your show. Then there's a stop button for when you want to end it early. There's you can have a list of different things that you want to play.
Okay. Yeah, this is good. I finally got the guest call-in number. That's how I have the other people call in. So.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah, I appreciate all your help with it. It was helpful.
No problem. Well, now, when are you going to go live, actually do one?
Well,
I can listen to it.
So the guy who screwed up the first couple, he's supposed to run the one tomorrow. And I'm already kind of, you know, I don't have much expectation for whether he'll show up or not. I don't know. But if he does, great. If he doesn't, you know, I'm not going to lose sleep over it.
Right.
But in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to run one live where it's actually us, and we'll just fire him at that point.
Right. Okay, that sounds good. Just let me know, and then I'll listen in.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, absolutely. Definitely let you know. I really appreciate your help with it.
No problem. Anything I can do to help.
All right, hon. Just wanted to let you know we got it going.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, now, take care.
Okay, all right, bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you. When he insults handicapped, comma, reporters or women suddenly are now hypersensitive to someone saying that his fat ass is actually fat because he's fat.
I don't need weeks. Old country ain't gotta be there. I just need him. And somebody to get me out of this chains.
Is it possibility? A possibility? And I say it, what do you have to lose? I'll say it again, what do you have to lose? Take it. I really think they should take it. But it's all your choice. And it's the doctor's choice or the doctors in the hospital.
What kind of shit is that?
Hydroxychloroquine. Try it.
Hell no!
Operation. Is it possibility? A possibility? And I say it.
Hey, gang. You know, all my life I've heard that white people can't dance. I don't believe it. I don't think it's so much that white people can't dance. It's just that they like certain musical instruments. That instrument, my friends, is electric guitar. It speaks directly to the soul of the white person. They find it irresistible. Now, with me, as you can see, is my good friend John Mayer.
All right.
And we're going to test this theory this afternoon. You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
My personal theory that when white people hear electric guitar, they cannot resist the urge to dance, no matter where they are. And me and John went to different locations and put this theory to the test.
The sheriff's briefcases of them took out another 20%.
My friends, it's electric guitar. It speaks directly to the soul of the white person. They find it irresistible. Now, with me, as you can see, is my good friend John Mayer.
All right.
And we're going to test this theory this afternoon. You ready?
All
right. Let's do it. My personal theory that the white people are related to Mars, they cannot resist the urge to dance, no matter where they are. Can we get down with different locations and put this theory to the test?
They are simply
waiting for them to have another culture. Okay, folks, here we are in a corporate boardroom. You can see people behind us working in the bullpen, and right now a meeting is in progress. We want to see what happens when you play electric guitar in the most professional of settings. Ready, John?
Please, that's the guy.
need to get our piece on open safety, and we should actually suggest the problem that protection services and suggest that we follow the way that this put out. But I'm really worried about the fact that we're getting a very different message out of this administration that we should be getting.
Communication is one of the factors, not just testing.